Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. Governor John Kasich and members of his cabinet are in Wilmington Tuesday for the annual State of the State speech. It's been just a few years since Wilmington was hard hit by the recession. The rural town in Clinton County lost its major employer, shipping company DHL. Clinton County, which has a total population of around 42,000, has been gradually rebuilding since, but thousands of jobs have never come back. One organization, Energize Clinton County, has been working to reshape Wilmington's identity in the meantime. I caught up with Taylor Stuckert, co-founder of Energize Clinton County, about what's been happening since 2009.
You know, it's been an evolutionary process from the very beginning. It was a very scrappy grassroots organization that really was, you know, just nimble and focusing on any really sort of action-oriented project we could get our hands on. And, of course, we were responding to a crisis situation, so it was a very fast-paced environment, very sort of an environment with an unclear future. And I think that now that we're getting to actually almost 7 years removed from the DHL crisis and 7 years since our founding, we're really starting to look at the long-term future and, you know, not just issues that were a direct result of DHL's departure, but sort of fundamental community and economic issues that preceded DHL, ran parallel with that period of time, and certainly are issues that we're confronted with for the future.
And what are those fundamental community and economic issues you're referring to?
For Wilmington, they're very similar to a lot of issues that small towns face. So issues like aging population, what we call brain drain, the loss of young professionals. From an economic standpoint, workforce development, you know, as unemployment rates go down, it's a positive, but I think one thing that people fail to look at are the declines in the size of the workforce and the nature of the work, the unique work that the DHL operation had on this community in terms of the types of job skills that were developed or acquired by citizens, educational attainment issues. And then also, in addition to that, we have just quality of life issues. So what are the things that make our community attractive and make people want to live here?
If you had to give sort of the elevator pitch for what Wilmington is becoming, or what is the new Wilmington as opposed to what it was before, what would you say?
Wilmington, as far as its identity, is something that is developed over its more than 200-year history. And for some communities that are redefining themselves, I think often they're really just getting back in touch with what has made them who they are. And I think in the 90s and the early 2000s, pre-recession, economic growth dominated that discussion. So communities thought, well, what will set my community apart is, you know, a litany of chain restaurants, a large, you know, AMC theater, and it really is sort of that, it's almost like a generic brand of development. And I think that through the recession, more people, more communities have realized that, no, that's not really what makes our communities unique. What makes our communities unique is a variety of things, but largely due to the legacies that were developed through the years, or the assets that were sort of inherited from previous generations.
That's Taylor Stuckert of Energize Clinton County. I'm Lewis Wallace. I'm going to be in Wilmington all day Tuesday reporting on the governor's visit and the State of the State speech. You can check out WYSO.org anytime for more on that. Thanks.